my channel with me, Johnny. So for those of you who don't know me, I believe in helping people become happier versions of themselves in life. So for today's topic, I want to talk about the importance of asking questions and how we often neglect asking questions as we grow up, but why we shouldn't. So first of all, I'd like to start with a quote from the great Tony Robbins. The quality of our questions determines the quality of our lives. So, in quote of the week fashion, the quality of our questions determines the quality of our lives. Questions really help us dive into ourselves as well for understanding what we want. So when we were kids, or when you see a kid now, they'll often be asking the question, why? That is a brilliant question. Why? Our why determines everything we do. And there's a great book by Simon Sinek, which is called Start With Why, which I highly recommend you read. And that dives into our why drives everything we do. But in day-to-day lives, we sometimes get into autopilot mode and we don't necessarily know why we're doing things. We're just like robots or machines sometimes, and we just get on with things. But if we take a moment to pause in any area of our lives and ask ourselves why we're doing something, why we're working on a particular assignment, why we're striving for a particular goal, or why we're going to go and do that favour for so-and-so, we can often slow ourselves down a little bit and really reflect on what we're doing and why we're doing it. So for some examples of why questions, if you're going to try and become a teacher, you might ask yourself, why am I becoming a teacher? And the answer might be, because I love teaching and educating and helping young people develop their skills in life. You might ask yourself why you're a writer. It might be because you love the freedom to use your imagination to create a world for others to enjoy. You might ask yourself why you want to be an athlete. And the answer is, I've loved sports since I was young. I like being fit and healthy. And I like giving something to my country, if you're a national athlete, for example. But on the other hand, you might be in a job day to day where you're very busy and someone might ask you why you're doing that job, and you'll say to pay the bills. Then you'll think about it and think, okay, is that my only why? And sometimes the answer might be yes. And then actually you're realizing that's not enough. You need a stronger why. What can be really beneficial are coaching sessions, because when you have coaching sessions such as life coaching or business coaching or relationship coaching or any kind of coaching, what the coaches will often do is not necessarily provide you with answers. And I've taken a number of coaching sessions in my life which have been really helpful, but those coaching sessions, they'll ask you questions that you wouldn't necessarily ask yourselves. So make sure you ask yourselves those questions that the coach would ask you otherwise. So for example, in a life coaching session, the coach might ask you why you want to do something in particular. And then you perhaps thought you wanted something, but when you dive into that why you want to do something, perhaps the answer's different from what you expected. And that might shape another path in your life because you realise your why is something else from what you thought it was. So I highly recommend any coaching session you can get in to help you get those questions and answers out of your head, but also ask yourself why on a daily basis. The next part of question making I want to talk about is the way you shape a question, whether it's positive or negative. Now there's people in life who've had real traumatic or sad experiences in their life, but the way they ask questions to themselves really determines the way they go on in life. And any area of life really, no matter what's happened to you, the way you ask yourself a question positively or negatively will shape your path in life. So for example, you might have something bad happen to you. Perhaps you've lost the phone or lost a wallet or something, and then you ask yourself, why does this always happen to me? A negative question. A positive question could be, okay, where did I last leave the phone? How can I go about finding it? And what can I learn from this, or the wallet? So really how you shape the question is going to provide you with different answers and different routes going forward. I'm going to use an example from my own life. So I went for a number of job interviews over the years, and I was in the public sector and I just wasn't getting any jobs. I was always getting so close to getting a job, but not quite. Now, at first it was more of a reaction, and this is when I was a few years younger, and my reaction was like, oh, this is horrible. I'm never ever gonna get a job. This is rubbish. Why don't I get a job? And that was my first reaction. But then after a day or so, something clicked and I thought, okay, how can I make myself better for next time? What skills do I need to develop to get better next time? How can I work with people in the organisation to get better at that skill? Who can I ask to help me get better? And eventually, I got an even better job than the ones I'd been applying for in a different organisation, because I just kept asking myself, how can I get that better? And as a result, my answers provided me with that path, with that route for getting better, because I was asking myself those right questions. And going back to my earlier reference of people who've had a traumatic or sad experience in their life, but yet they seem to go on, they seem to be happy, they seem to continue living their life even after allowing themselves to feel that grief or sadness or moment in their life. But that's because they've been asking themselves the right questions on how can I be happy again? What can I do to progress in my life? And that's given them the right answers. So how we shape our questions is how we shape our directions in life. So there's three questions I want you to ask yourself on a daily basis. So there's one at the start of the day, one at the end of the day, and one any time of the day. So the question at the start of the day is, how can I make the most out of today? And the question at the end of the day is, what can I learn from today, or what went well? And the question any time of the day I want you to ask yourself is, what do I really want and why? So I want you to ask yourself those three questions every day. I hope this has been valuable for you. As usual, just a quick reference of my sources. So my website is johnnypardo.com, or you can find me on social media. Just type in at Johnny Pardo Author on Facebook or Instagram, or you can find any of my books on Amazon. Just type in Johnny Pardo. Till next time, catch you later.